If somebody's finished, they're excited, they say, I'll have it finished in 24 hours, you then move on to the actual invitation to share the program with them. But again, wait until they finish the whole program, because CD number 14 really sets up the invitation for you to share the program. A second response could be, I'm only on CD number 3. I've just not had a lot of time this week. And your response to that could be, oh, okay, Joe, no problem. I understand you're just a little bit behind. So you probably want to listen to a couple of CDs a day now in the next week so you can catch up. As Kevin Trudeau says on the introduction CD that you listen to, you really do need to complete this in 14 days to get the most out of it. So you would say something like that if Joe said, hey, I'm only on CD number 3. I just haven't had a lot of time this week. So what we're doing here is we're going through various scenarios that the prospect could say when you make your 7-day follow-up call. Now, a third response by Joe, the prospect, could be, honestly, Chris, I've not even got started on it yet. I don't know where the time's gone. And your response to that could be, oh, really, Joe? No problem. You still have 7 days before I need it back from you. So all you have to do is listen to 2 CDs a day for the next 7 days, and I'll give you a call back next Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock to review it with you. How's that sound, Joe? So what we're doing here is we're letting Joe know he's a little bit behind track, but no problem. All he's got to do now to complete in 14 days is listen to 2 CDs a day. We want to keep telling the prospect that they need to complete this in 14 days to get the most out of it. Now, a fourth response by the prospect could be, you know what, Chris? The more I think about this, I really don't have time for it right now. It really is too much for me to commit to. Your response to that would be something like this. Oh, no problem, Joe. I'll swing by and pick it back up. I could use it anyway, as I have several other people that I want to give it to. No big deal. It's 100% okay with me. Maybe at some point in the future, you'll have a little more time. How about I swing by tonight and pick it up about 9 o'clock? And I'll give you a call, let's say, in about 30 days or so to see if maybe you have some time then. How's that sound, Joe? So very non-offensive, everybody. Very natural. Let's move on to a fifth response that you could get. Hey, Chris, I'm right on track. I've listened to the first 7 CDs. And your response to that would be, great, Joe, I knew you would like it. Anything I can help to clarify for you? Pause. 1, 2, 3. You're going to wait for Joe's response. Then, if he asks a question, you're going to answer the question. If he says that he gets everything and sounds excited, then you're going to say something like, Joe, I can't wait for you to finish the rest of it. If you like it so far, wait until you hear the rest of it. Well, Joe, that's great. I'm happy for you. I'll give you a call next Wednesday after you finished it, and we'll review all the information on the program. And Joe, if you finish it earlier than that, don't hesitate to give me a call. Joe, what time's good for you next Wednesday evening? Then you're going to let Joe respond. And then you're going to say, great, Joe, I look forward to talking to you then. So in this scenario, Joe's right on track. And if he asks a question, we answer it. And if he says that he gets everything, sounds excited, then you're just going to move on and say something like this. Joe, I can't wait for you to finish the rest of it. If you like it so far, wait until you hear the rest of this. Wait till you hear the final 7 CDs. Joe, that's great. I'm so happy for you. I'll give you a call next Wednesday after you finished it, and we'll review all the information in the program. And Joe, if you finish it early, don't hesitate to give me a call. Joe, what time's good for you next Wednesday evening? Then you're going to let Joe respond. Then you're going to say, great, Joe, I look forward to talking to you then. So that pretty much covers all the scenarios that can occur on your third phone call to a local prospect. Again, this is where they have received your wishes, your command, and you're following up with them for their 7-day phone call, their 7-day review, if you will. And what you're really doing there is you're just making sure that they're on track in listening to your wish or your command.